blatantly unfair. And what we need to do is we need to ensure that the little of state money that's coming in here for projects in Donegal are awarded to Donegal companies. Now, we can't just, you know, put in a clause saying only Donegal people or companies need apply, but we can do a number of things. And I've called on the Taoiseach and the government to do this before, and they've refused to do so. They can introduce, for example, labour clauses, which means that the contractor has to employ local labour. They can break up the tender or the project so it's a smaller project, which means that other local companies could take bits of the project on, or what they can do is relax the criteria. We've seen it now in the Finn Valley College, where the contract has gone to Kildare, and we're about to see the same thing with the Leisure Centre, because the reality is that there's very few contractors in Donegal that are turning over 10 million euro per year.
And this is not something that you've plucked out of the air. You're hearing first-hand stories on the ground from Donegal contractors that have been excluded because of these criteria.
Exactly. At the minute, this process is at pre-qualification. That means contractors that would be eligible would submit their names and they could be used for a future tender list. We have been contacted by a number of people that works within the sector saying that they are disbarred because of the high criteria. Some of these companies may have been able to reach this a number of years ago in the heights of the boom, but given the economic downturn in the construction industry, it's just not possible today. And the reality is that it's only some of the major companies in the country that will be able to benefit from these state contracts. And again, what we're going to see is small, viable businesses in Donegal closing down and more skilled tradesmen joining our ever-growing dole queues.